With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A winter storm may cause some disruptions to Thanksgiving travel plans. Rain today is expected to transition to snow overnight, which will continue through Thursday. Phil Karimski is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Green Bay.
The concern is Wednesday's a huge travel day for Thanksgiving, so that's when we're going to have some of our highest impacts, so that's the bad side.
8 to 15 inches is possible in Vilas County, with 4 to 8 inches of snow expected in parts of Oneida and Forest counties. South of that, a trace to 3 inches is expected. More snow is expected further north, where northern Vilas County up to the Ironwood area could see bigger totals. The lake effect could drive that total up even further.
If we see 2 feet up there, wouldn't shock us, because that's, 100% chance it could even exceed that. And if you look at the high-end amount, we're still looking at pretty hefty amounts across much of, north-central into parts of northeast Wisconsin. So if things start leaning towards that, we could expand our headlines to include, warnings even a row further south.
We should see a break in the snow Friday, but meteorologists are keeping a close eye on another weather system this weekend that could impact people traveling home after Thanksgiving. At this point, Karimski says it's too early to get specifics for that system, but the National Weather Service does urge people to keep a close eye on weather conditions if they're traveling this week. According to AAA, more than 1.6 million Wisconsinites are expected to travel this week, mostly by car. Jared Ritter will be the new Vilas County Sheriff. This is current Sheriff Joe Fast's last week before he retires on December 1st. Fath worked for the Vilas County Sheriff's Office for more than 44 years and has served as sheriff since 2013. Governor Tony Evers appointed Ritter to sheriff for the remainder of Fath's term, which ends in January of 2027. Ritter has been a law enforcement officer since 1998 and joined the Vilas County Sheriff's Office in 2001. For nearly a decade, he has served as the administrative patrol captain. Ancient canoes found in the bed of Lake Mendota in Madison are giving insight to indigenous ways of life for people living in the area more than 5,000 years ago. As WXPR first reported in 2021, an extremely well-preserved canoe that is thought to be 1,200 years old was pulled from the lake. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke to one of the scientists researching this discovery.
Of the 16 canoes found in Lake Mendota, 2 have been pulled out and are in the process of being preserved. The rest remain in the lake bed. Wisconsin Historical Society marine archaeologist Tamara Thompson says when the first canoe was found, it had a neat tie to the landscape and could be tied to late woodland people who built the effigy mounds. But now that they're finding canoes dating back 3,000, 4,000, even 5,000 years ago, Thompson says a new picture is starting to form.
So now we have multiple layers of canoes that are being buried in the same spot. And we started looking a little bit more in depth as to what was going on there. And now we're up to 16 canoes parked in the same area. So what this is it's a parking lot. This is an ancient parking lot on an ancient shoreline.
Thompson equated it to modern community bike sharing programs that use docking stations for users to store bikes between rides. Where they're found and the type of wood used also gives insight to how the landscape has changed over thousands of years. The canoes also show how people utilized bioengineering to build them. Some of them are made of red oak, which Thompson says typically isn't a good tree to use for canoes because the wood is more porous than other species. But the Forest Products Laboratory found that the red oak ones have evidence of tylosis. It's a defense mechanism in trees that closes off the cellular structure.
The tree was that they were using for canoes was probably selected early, and they probably selected something that was along a shoreline, easy to work and then get to the water because, it's still an oak log, so it would have been heavy, and then be able to manage it over generations to create this immune response to allow that wood to be watertight.
While this discovery is in Madison, Thompson believes it will tell the story of the ancestral people of the tribes of Wisconsin.
From this information, we should be able to do predictive modeling to reveal other cache sites across the state and be able to connect this type of history and this type of learning and this type of science to all places across the state.
The Wisconsin Historical Society has been working closely with the First Nations in the region, as well as the University of Wisconsin, on this research. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Thompson and her partners have been looking for other dugout canoes in the state to add to their data of the other 120 canoes from Wisconsin. If you have one or know of any, we have our contact information at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. We now know who died in a Saturday night crash in Vilas County. As WXPR reported yesterday morning, icy roads apparently contributed to the deadly crash in Conover. Just before 11 Saturday night, the Vilas County Sheriff's Office got word of a one-vehicle crash on Highway 45 about halfway between Conover and Land O'Lakes. The caller reported a semi-cab was on its roof. The driver, 49-year-old Jensen Murray of Leesburg, Florida, was declared dead at the scene. Lincoln County's Opioid Settlement Task Force has announced a grant program using money received from the National Opioid Settlement. Grant funds will support projects across the county to address problems caused by the opioid crisis. The task force says they want to support community ideas, offer direct help, and find long-term solutions. Task Force Coordinator Aaron Ray says they believe the best ideas will come from the community. Local community groups, nonprofit organizations, government agencies, schools, and organizations that serve youth and families are encouraged to apply. The deadline is February 20th. Information is available on the Lincoln County website. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.